And, you know, I'm honored to be joined today by Governor Northam and by two great representatives of the Commonwealth, Congressman Laurie and Congressman Scott. And I want to thank you for all that you do to represent these service veterans, because they're devoted to you. The family members, the caregivers, survivors, will call Virginia home. I'm especially honored to share the stage with Brittany and Jared and Nathan and Margaret Catherine. I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what, I look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her, like a little lady in her legs crossed. Brittany, you're doing triple duty as a veteran, a military spouse, and a teacher.
The disturbing video you just saw has sent the term hashtag Creepy Joe to the top of the charts on Twitter. And the left has come out to his defense saying, oh, he just made that comment to a 9-year-old because he wanted to make her feel good about her crossed legs and how she could be 19. And that could be the case if you didn't have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other examples of him doing similarly creepy things. And not just children, but full-grown women in front of their husbands. People have gotten angry at him. They've pulled their children away on the Senate floor where they would see him coming over. There are so many examples of this. But what's getting missed in the shuffle is another video recently that surfaced where he grabs a little boy around the mouth, pulls him into him, and then whispers in his ear, and the child looks startled, looks concerned like so many others. And the reports we've gotten from other children is that he says sexually explicit things to them. Then if you look at Hunter Biden's laptop with naked photos of him and his niece and the other reports coming out of the family and out of his daughter's diary about being sexually abused by him, she says, you begin to realize that this family is extremely bizarre. We see the same type of reports, the same type of stories coming out on a routine basis, not just about Joe Biden, not just about Hunter, but other members of their family. And why is that so important? Because these are the type of people that corrupt mafias and foreign governments and intelligence agencies want to promote and fund because they're compromised, they're easily controlled. Yes, what Creepy Joe did to the little girl is creepy. But what he did to the little boy is frightening, because if you study FBI training manuals and other materials that are available, you will learn that is classic predator tactics, and he's been caught on tape doing similar things to other children as well. If you ask yourself, why are there so many perverts, so many child predators in government at high levels of power? It's because foreign governments, intelligence agencies, mafias groom and promote individuals like Joe Biden or like Dennis Hastert and others and put them in positions of power because they're compromised, because they're blackmailable, because they're controlled. And finally, the most important point of all, Joe Biden doesn't just behave like a predator. Joe Biden is one of the greatest child smuggling predators, not just America, but the world has ever seen. Joe Biden, as a candidate, 8 months ago, told the world from the debate stage that if he was elected president, people from all over the world should immediately rush the borders.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Once he got into office, his spokesperson, Psaki, said that if you have a child with you, when you get here, we'll let you in. And in thousands of cases that have already been documented in just the last few months, people are bringing children they've kidnapped with no identification and being allowed into the United States. Hundreds of thousands of people a month conservatively are coming across our southern border. And more than half of them have small children with them, many of which are not even with a family member and who have been kidnapped from their home countries as far south as Brazil and countries in Africa as well. And there's Joe Biden saying immediately surge the border to break our border. And then Joe Biden ordered the FBI to tell ICE and to tell Customs and Border Patrol that they are not to do background checks of people running the migrant centers or on those that are picking up the children, putting them in vans and airplanes to be transported to the interior of the country. When is America going to find its soul again? When is America going to find its will again? The United Nations all over the world has been caught kidnapping and smuggling children out of disadvantaged third world countries to be put in absolutely horrible conditions across the world. Many used as sex slaves, many used as forced labor, and many of them killed. And so what you see Joe Biden doing now is simply going along with this larger globalist operation because he likes it. What you see on the surface with Joe Biden is what you get on the interior. So it's up to all Americans and all people of the world, regardless of race, color, creed, religion, to realize this is a crime against humanity, a crime against our children, a crime that angers and enrages God and should anger and enrage us as well. And so we need the legislatures and the Congress and the courts, and we need our religious leaders and our business leaders, and we ourselves need to get involved and go to the border and peacefully document what's happening. And when we see child smuggling, it is our right, and again, it is our duty to call the police and to peacefully, through civil disobedience, do our best to block the transport of these children. The globalists are not bringing these children in because they love them or care about them. They're bringing them in to exploit them. They're bringing them in to be slaves. They're bringing them in to be sexually abused. They're bringing them in to be political pawns to form a permanent political underclass. And that's the facts. Joe Biden is the biggest child smuggler in modern history, maybe in world history. So he's not just groping kids in public. He's not just making sexual comments to little girls. He's not just grabbing little boys by the face and whispering in their ear. He is destroying our border. He is working with child smugglers and sex traffickers, and he is committing crimes against humanity. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. If you don't take action, if you don't spread the word, and if you don't start saying no to these type of activities, you are complicit. Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.